And welcome back. It is David from the 5x5. I meant to be on a few minutes ago, but it looks like I'm having all kind of technical issues. I don't know what's going on. All these things are popping up saying I can't play them. Because I don't know what's going on. Everything is saying error. But thank you for joining me tonight. We're going to try to do something new on the 5x5 at nighttime, specifically because I'm a night owl and I don't go to bed at nighttime like I should. So hopefully, and I hope you guys can hear me. So if you guys can't hear me, please pop into the chat room and let me know if you can hear me or not, because something very weird is going on, and I don't know what it is, but I think I've fixed it. So what are you guys up to tonight? I work today, of course. My 10-hour long shift. I'm starting to get back into my routine. Like last week I was working a lot of midnights and some days, and it was just too much, and I was stressing out over it. It's so funny. Last night, if you guys don't know, I am a I guess you would say I'm a little bit of a aquarist, a novice aquarist, a person who does fish tanks. Hey, Donovan from the Off Limits Show. Thank you for joining me at this ungodly hour. I meant to be on 15 minutes ago, but my computer wanted to act a fool, but I'm here now. but yeah, I raise, if you guys didn't know, I raise fish. I raise live bearing fish. That's in the platy family, black mollies or any kind of mollies. And I don't do guppies because for some reason I had guppies before, and they're supposed to be, they call the guppies the millions fish, but for some reason I couldn't get them to stay alive, and I don't know, it's just kind of weird. But so I don't do those, and also swordtails. But right now I have black smoke platies, red wag platies, and black mollies. And so if you know these kind of fish, they have live bears. That's what they call it. They have live fry. That's where they have a lot of fish. But anyhow, long story short, when I get up this morning, I always walk past the tank because I'm going to my bathroom, and I always walk from my tank and maybe throw some food in there, just kind of look. I turn their light on because fish are like people. They like to have a sleep schedule, so, but sometimes they're up before I am. But sometimes I catch them when they're sleeping. But but here lately, like this week, the fish have been dying. I don't know what's going on. I've changed the water, but that'd be another show for another time. But anyhow, I'm walking past the tank, and hey guys, I'm walking past the tank, and and they see me, of course. I don't know how they see me, but they see me. See some kind of image. They know it's me, and so they're normally they're kind of all in the tank, and then once they see me, they come up to the corner. So and they go to the same corner. They know where the food is dropped every time, and so I know this is before I turn the light on. I can see them all kind of gathered where I normally feed them at, and the far right hand, this is a 30-gallon tank, in the far right hand of the tank. And I'm like, what is going on with y'all? What y'all doing? Because you can't see, it's dark. So but I guess they know, okay, daddy's ready to get up. But anyhow, so I turn on the light, and then I feel all this heat coming from the water. I'm like, why is this water so hot? I turn on the main lights so I can see. I have one of those strips on the front that tells you how much they're not committing suicide. I turn on the water. I turn on the light so I can see the little strip on the front that tells me what temperature is. Now, if you know anything about live bearing fish, they're tropical fish, so they like to be in temperatures. I'd like to keep my fish anywhere from 72 up to like 76, sometimes 78. If there's some disease in the water, I'll warm it up between 78 and 80 to kill the disease. But 72, 74, 76, 78, that's normally like I keep it at. So I'm looking, and I'm like, where's the, because you automatically go to where the line, I've had this fish tank for over a year now. So I'm like, okay, that line's not in the same place. So I look up, it's on 88. So I almost had boiled fish for breakfast. And they're up there like, when you're killing us. And I felt so bad. I'm like, oh my God. So, and this is what you're never supposed to do. But I didn't have any other options. I got some water in the water now, because the pipes are in the ground. The water now is cold. So I get my fresh starter, whatever the little stuff that you put. I use Prime in mine. I pour it in the new water, and because it's cold, so I had to bring the temperature down. But I'm like, it is like I would take a shower in this temperature water because it was so hot. And they're not going down to the bottom at all, because where the heater is at the very, very bottom, and the thing sticks up. There's a pole like the six of tops where I can turn it up and down. What I need to invest in, but I'm so cheap. They have these automatic heaters that you don't never have to change. They're already configured from the manufacturer to produce a particular type of heat. And I just needed. I had one of those. I have a second tank that's like my breeder tank, where I have one of those. And it's for it's just a 10 gallon, but that's just for breeding and getting the baby fish out. But this one I don't. So I'm like, oh. So in my house, like, I need to go buy one, because I was boiling my fish alive this morning. So I got the temperature down to around, I think it was 82. And I'm like, well, I can't turn the heat down too much, because then they'll freeze. So I think it's what happened the other night. I swear there's a ghost in this house, because I thought I seen something over there the other night. Like, it was like a man standing there, and I'm like, he's turning my tank up. But that's a story for the night. Kid will enjoy that. When they become ill, do they not what? I don't know what you're saying. But Ken Boggle, another member of the crew, my crew boys are supporting me tonight. Thank you, guys. Check us out at thecrewshow.net. But anyhow, my poor fish. So I feel sorry for. So I get home tonight. The temperature is hanging around 80. So I'm like, I'm not going to drop it. I'll let it kind of drop by itself. I raised the lid up. So whatever ambient heat was still in the water will kind of come out. So hopefully they'll be fine. But they were swimming normally this evening, but I know they were mad at me. They were like, this big fat is trying to they're trying to kill us. When they become ill, do they not smell? I've never smelled anything. I use a chemical in my water that cuts a lot of the smell, and they're only about, like, I have a ton of babies right now, so if anybody needs any fish, let me know, because I have a ton of hybrid red wag and black smoke. They're gorgeous fish. They're like orange with black spots on them. They're like orange and black marbles. And I didn't think they were going to breed, but they actually did. And then somehow they picked up a gene. Several of them had picked up the high fin gene, which I call them the twins. There's two of them that they have produced. There's two boys. One's orange and one's black. And the orange one has a black high fin on it. No high. Bigger than the normal fins, and then the black one has an orange fin on top. They're gore. I'll have to take pictures and put them on the website, because they're really, really pretty. But I have a ton of fish, and there's some other ones in there. And my big one that always, if you guys have heard a show before, I had a big algae eater in the bottom. Yeah, they ship food fish all the time. They really do. There's a special packing stuff that you get, so it absorbs all the shock, and you have to send it like second day air or something like that. But that's how a lot of people buy fish and stuff offline. Anyhow, my big algae eater died the other day. I seen him. I was going to the bathroom, and he was swimming around. When I come back out, he was dead. I don't know what happened, but he was killing my fish. He would grab one of my fish and pull him up under the shell, and then I'd see the dead carcass lay floating on top the next day. It's kind of disturbing. Anyhow, that's not why I went. That was a long, drawn out story, because that's not even what I was going to talk about today. But I had to share that with you guys, because I was almost a fish murderer today. Well, real quick, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get in to how I was snubbed from a Christmas party today. You guys won't believe the story. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The first note. was a certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
That is, I've played this song 1,000 times. I know, I do apologize, but as in Christmas songs, specifically Noel, it's one of the more, I guess, that kind of acoustic version, and I think it's just really, really pretty. Oh, you haven't heard that? Well, I know Donovan has, and Ken's is the first time hearing it. Oh, yeah, it's a really good song. It's really pretty. I like it. But today, tonight, the 5x5 late show or late night or something I called it. Earlier today, I was getting ready for work and I noticed a missed phone call from a friend of mine. This is a friend, give a little backstory. This is a friend that I've traveled with and we go out to dinner, we talk on the phone a lot, we go different events together. And we do, I've been knowing him probably since 2001, 2002. So we've been friends over 10 years. Even, you know, that when I moved to Atlanta, he would come to Atlanta to visit with me, to visit me. And so we're not best friends by any means, but we are really good friends. You know, we're decent friends. And so I said, well, once I get in the car, I'll give him a call back because I missed his call to see what was going on. And so I get in the car and I'm warming it up or whatever. And so I call him and say, hey, what's going on? How are you? You know, so we're kind of doing that kind of chit chat thing. And so he says, nothing. I'm just, you know, hanging out, blah, blah, blah. So we're just talking about pretty much nothing. How's your week? You know, what you doing? You know, this is kind of a basic conversation. And then I hear like different stuff going on in the background. I said, boy, what are you, me, you know, I'm very matter of fact. I said, boy, what are you doing? You are making way too much noise. And so he says, oh, well, I'm cooking. I'm like, oh, what you cooking? You know, just being normal. He's like, oh, I'm cooking for my Christmas party. I said, excuse me? You know, and I'm thinking the Christmas party has to be next weekend. You're just getting an early start. He's like, yeah, I'm having a Christmas party tonight. Oh, okay. I said, you're having a Christmas party tonight? You didn't tell me. And so he says, well, I'm not going to say the person's name because not that I care that they know. And something else is going on. Can you guys hear me? Something else is going on with my computer. I don't know what that is. Anyhow, and so he says, well, you know, Larry, that's not his name. Larry's going to be here and he really doesn't want you to come. I'm like, really? I'm like, so Larry tells you what to do at your house? He's like, well, I don't want any trouble. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I said, here's my thing, Jack. I'll call him Jack. I said, here's my thing, Jack. How are you going to not invite me because of something, another friend of yours, because they don't like me? You know, and give a background story of why this person doesn't like me. Several years ago, this person, Larry, It was on Facebook, and being very rude and offensive. It's your page. You can do what. I've started so many Facebook pages. I need to stay off Facebook fights. I need to stay off Facebook. But so he's saying a lot of rude and offensive, and he was implying that black people are the only ones on welfare, and we they that that the remember when they was ready to make a law, and they have done this in some states where. They're making welfare and EBT recipients, anybody that's getting any type of government aid, take drug tests. And I'm completely opposed to that because everybody's not doing drugs. Even the research shows that it was only a small percentage of people who were receiving government benefits. That was found to be using drugs. A very small percentage. They spent all this money to, the lobby against, not lobby for drug testing for welfare and EBT recipients. So, but on his page, he took it a step further and he was talking about here locally. I live in Indiana, but locally, how the areas that they need to target, and the areas in town he was, talking about were the black areas in town. And I'm like, why would you say something so ridiculous? If it's not affecting you, why do you even worry about it? I said, because regardless if somebody's using drugs and they're getting a welfare check or something and they have children, the need is still there. Are you going to feed their children regardless of whether they're on drugs or not? You think they're getting benefits, just so they can go do drugs all day. And so we went on and on and on and on back and forth until he wants to take it personal. And he says, I wish I, see, if I was smart enough, I would have got the email because I still have it. So he sends me a Facebook email and he says, David, you just think you're better than everybody else. And, I never really liked you. The reason why he doesn't like me. Because his best friend was somebody that I used to hook up with a lot. No, I'm not a whore, it just happened. And he was jealous of me because his best friend didn't want him. And even my friend Jack never wanted him because me and Jack used to be together. And he was always that kind of lonely queen that wanted to say vicious stuff about somebody just to make somebody else not like him. And so he tried to do this to me, but I'm not that guy. You can say what you want because I don't really like you anyhow. But no, we were cordial. It's not like we didn't. And I think I've been knowing him longer than I've been knowing Jack. So it's like, what's your deal, dude? And so we're going back and forth in this email, and then he puts out there. Supposedly he's rich. From what I understand, all the businesses that you have now are in bankruptcy. And so he says, you wish you had my money. You need to stay in Atlanta because nobody wants you here. And I said, well, you don't want me there because you don't want me to sleep with any of your friends that don't want to sleep with you. So this is why this person doesn't like me. He's a racist, and then he's jealous of me because I'm so fabulous. Because he's the kind of person that he has to buy his friends, with his money. He takes people out to lunch or dinner, whatever, once a week at a what they call here in this town a high-end restaurant, and then buys them drinks and let them live with them and all that kind of stuff. But I don't have to buy my friends. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. It doesn't bother me. And so and so this is why this person doesn't like me. So when my friend told me, well, he's gonna be there, and he doesn't really want you there, and if you come, he's not gonna be there, and he's my friend and you're my friend too. I'm like, so if I'm your friend too, this incident between he and I happened when I was between us happened when I was still in Atlanta. And that was what over I've been back in this area for 2 years now, so that's been probably 4 years ago. I don't hold grudges like that. That's not how I rule. So he lets that, excuse me, he lets that dictate why he didn't invite me to his Christmas party. So what do you guys think about that? Is that kind of rude and crazy? I think it's kind of rude and crazy, but it's the world we live in. And my friend Donovan, he was thinking that I should be, Not that he didn't know. He didn't think I should. He asked, was I hurt? And I told him I wasn't hurt by it. I don't think that's the word. I think I'm more offended. And he's like, well, that's pretty much the same thing. And I get it. It is, it's essentially the same thing. But I'm kind of irked. You know, I'm like, I don't get your thinking. He and I will probably have another conversation after, you know, of course the party's over now, I'm assuming. There are a lot of bunch of old fogies, stogies. But you know, we'll have a conversation and I'm going to tell him exactly how I feel. I was on my way to work when this was all going on and I was having this conversation, so I really couldn't get into it because I was driving and I was going into work. But I'm like, you know, I don't need you in my life because you're a little crazy anyhow. And I put it on Facebook, and a lot of my friends are like, "Fuck him." Yeah, no, I'm not gonna fuck him, but I'm done. I don't need you in my life. You're not the kind of person. If this is how adults act, and you're old, I'm not gonna be party to it. Anyhow, that's all I have to say about that. We're gonna take another quick break, and we'll be right back. I think that's such a cool song. I can't tell you what you're saying. I think they're saying the chocolate box. I think I said that before on a past show, but like I said, I don't know what they're saying. The song is called Theobroma Cacio, and like, yeah, I don't know what they're saying, but I like the beat. It's kind of fun and uplifting. So I was talking about my Christmas party snub. Which is okay. I'm not hurt. I'm a little more offended and irked. That person, if this is how you're going to behave as an adult, who is way older than me, by the way, both of them, I expected more out of the person because I know the person. Well, at least I thought I knew the person. It's indicative of the area. This is how they behave. Sometimes when you have a small gay community, they have the cliques are, I mean, it's too small to have so many cliques. And when you have the elite, quote unquote, gays trying to, hog all the spotlight, so to speak, and I've never been a clique boy. Sometimes I was in a clique, but that's not because I was, because I wanted to be in a clique. It was just the people I hung out with. It wasn't a big deal, but I hung out with everybody. I didn't care. Yeah, even when I first came out and started going out in the area, I dealt with enough cliques in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't have to deal with them here. But the thing is, there's enough gay people in Atlanta, Georgia to go around. You can be in a clique, and there's still 1,000 more gays out there that are not cliquish, so to speak. But here it's too small. You have two bars that are each other's rivals. Instead of coming together and working together, pull your finances together. We're centrally located to where they could draw a bigger crowd, but they let the people who think they know what they're doing kind of control everything and work together, bring some acts in, bring some talent in, but then share them on the weekend. One person gets Friday night, one gets Saturday night, so you're both getting a piece of the pie and splitting the cost to bring the talent in. But they'd rather be vapid queens rather than working together. And that's one problem I have with some of a section of the gay community, to where we rather fight against other. And it's the same thing about black people as well, and it's in this area. We would rather see one of us fail because we're not the one being chosen, then help that person succeed and make sure they get chosen. And I never understood that. And it's, like I said, it's indicative of this area. That's why I had to get out of Southern Indiana, because it's not for me. But anyhow, speaking of black folks, the other day I spoke about a video from Fox News. And like I said, I should never watch Fox News because it just makes me upset and it raises my blood pressure. They have a reporter, I guess she does a show called The Kelly Files. Her name is Megyn Kelly, and she was talking about how there was an article written by on Slate.com by Aisha Harris, and she was saying that how she struggled with seeing the different images of Santa Claus at home, which was a black Santa, versus the Santa Claus in the media, Santa Claus in her school, in the malls, and then all the portrayals was a white person. And she and her father's like, well, Santa Claus is magic, and whomever he's visiting, that's he looks more like them. And so I think that's a perfect answer for a child who needs that understanding to let them rest at night, to be okay with it, to be okay with themselves, and not be oppressed by the crazy people who think that only think one way. And so Mrs. Kelly, in all her infinite wisdom, she says that Santa Claus is black. And she gave her example about him being from Greece, which is now Turkey. So he was a white man. I don't follow that train, that logic, but okay. And then she also added, which was offensive to me, and should be offensive to a lot of people, including Christians or and people who believe in God. She said that Jesus is a white man too. Now, and that's totally impossible, but this is what she's saying, and she is a reporter. And whether you think you know what you're talking about or not, people listen to you. So people don't take me with a lot of don't take me to heart, because I might be leading you down a dark path. I have fun on my show. I'm not trying to be the smartest person. I think sometimes I sound very ignorant, but I have fun. I'm lighthearted, and it's just me, and I just have an opinion like 1,000 other hosts on here. So listen to me and thinking I'm giving you the gospel truth, unless it comes down to Janet Jackson or Beyonce, don't take what I say to heart, because it's just my opinion and we all have one, and you should research the facts and formulate your own opinion before you listen to anyone, not just me. But she's backpedaling now, and she didn't really apologize. I'm like, can you apologize? Here's what she said. Humor is a part of what we try to bring this show, but sometimes that is lost on the humorless. What she said was not funny, and she was serious. She says, she said, for all kids watching at home, Santa just is white. Let's see what she's like. Cue the firestorm controversy over my declaring Santa's skin color, many questioning whether I understand that Santa is a mythical figure, others suggesting I'm a racist who is outraged at the idea of a black Santa. But then she never apologized. She was just stating her fact, and she tried to say that she was being funny. No, you was being serious. They did say they gave Aisha Harris the opportunity to be on the show, and she declined, because then they attacked her. She wrote the article. You guys are the ones that attacked her. Y'all went after her article. She declined to be on your show. And they said she was hiding her people, or Slate.com was hiding behind there, throwing stuff out there and then hiding behind their computer without responding for a healthy debate. Girl, please put that in the can, because no one's trying to hear all that. And then this was addressing those who called her response to the notion of a non-white Santa outrage. She says, outrage, question mark. Well, this would be funny if it were not so telling about our society, in particular the knee-jerk instinct by many to race bait and to assume the worst in people, especially people employed by the very powerful Fox News channel. Give me a break. For the last 6-7 years, they have had an agenda against President Obama from day one. But everybody's kind of jumping on her, it's like, girl, please, you are not serious with all this. And then she says, should that change, talking about the how we see Santa and how Santa's perceived. She's like, well, that debate got lost because so many couldn't get past the fact that I acknowledge, as Harris did, that the most commonly depicted image of Santa does in fact have white skin. By the way, I also did say Jesus was white. As I've learned in the past 2 days, that is far from settled. For me, the fact that an offhand jest, again, it wasn't a jest, I made during a segment about whether Santa should be replaced by a penguin, that's not what you said, has now become a national firestorm, says two things. Race is still an incredibly volatile issue in this country, and yours truly and Fox are targets for many people. Wah. what she said about the article, she's like, apparently that website would rather sling arrows from the privacy of his own office than allow a fair and balanced debate. Because it wouldn't be fair and balanced, because you already had your mind made up that she was wrong, especially when you're saying Jesus is white. Give me a break. Anyhow, enough of Megyn Kelly. Please go away. We need to do a change.org petition to get her off Fox News, but she probably just solidified her seat it's her show on Fox for, once again, letting Fox and the elitists talk about black people, or not even talk about black people, be insensitive to a culturally diverse United States of America. We'll be right back. And we won't be right back, because that media will not play. See, something is going on tonight, and it's really, really starting to irritate the heck out of me. I don't know what's going on. I've tried several different things, but it's just not working as I intended it to. I hate when things don't work out, because then that irritates me to where... Yeah, that's yeah, that's I'm not happy about that. Okay, well, we'll try to do something else. I think I know what's wrong, and I'm gonna try to fix it. Oh, there is stuff stopped. See, this has never happened. Yes, I just figured out, because now I see on the, and this has never happened before. I see where, while I'm talking, I'm losing my connection for some reason, and I don't know why that is. I mean, that doesn't make sense to me, why that won't work. That's disconcerting. Let's try this.
On Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace. Thought somehow the day had come for truth behind all Christendom, but blindly we just roll along with the broken song of peace, peace, and in despair. To separate the right from wrong, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth. Peace for men and women everywhere, goodwill to
Yeah, like I said, I played it again, and I'm going to continue to play it until Christmas because I like that song, so y'all just have to get over it. Anywho, not much else. I got my Christmas party snub. Good thing I didn't send him a Christmas card or a gift or anything else, and I probably won't talk to him probably this spring. Well, I'll cuss him out one time before then, but anyhow. Oh, one last thing. My girl Beyonce, Queen B, she shut down iTunes last night because of so many people purchasing the Beyonce the visual album last night on iTunes. I guess Thursday night. Today is Saturday. Thursday night. It shut it down from like 9 to 12 or something. It shut the service down where nobody could buy anything, because everybody was trying to get this album. She sold 350,000 copies the first day. I think it's up to like 475,000 copies. And they said by the end of the weekend, which will I guess be tonight, she should be surpassing 600,000 copies. It's the highest selling female album of this year, debuting, and nobody's had to open. Week this since like this since Taylor Swift did in 2012. So kudos to Miss Beyonce, and all y'all can bow down. Everybody's loving it. I love it. I probably won't be playing anything from the album for a while. I don't want to get sued. I did do a Beyonce inspired music show last night where I played a lot of the old stuff and stuff that people didn't hear. But you know, Beyonce, that's the, you know, for to sell that many albums without being promoted at all, is a feat. And she did that, and hopefully it'll be successful, more, even more successful. But here's the thing, there's not a single. I'm like, what's the single of the album? You know, there's not a lead single. We've heard Bow Down since last Was the early part of this year? This is 2013. Yeah, the early part of this year in March when Bow Down kind of hit the airwaves, and then a couple months later we had the remix. And but now that's the only song that we've heard prior to this album being released from this on the album, because the other songs that we had leaks of and that were used in different commercials, they're not on this album. And the Bow Down song, which, remember when Keisha Cole got all mad and sealed her fate with everybody, so she can't, nobody will record with her anymore after she dissed Beyonce for saying that, for telling, making the song Bow Down. But the song is called Flawless, and it's kind of flawless. So Pretty Hurts is a good song. Haunted is a good, to me, all the songs. The collaborations, the one with Frank Ocean is phenomenal. I can't think of the name right now, but check out the album with Miss Beyonce. This is not working really the way I want it to tonight. Thank you guys for joining me. I'll be back, hopefully. I might be back tomorrow, depending on how I'm feeling, if something happens. But you guys always can give me a tweet at the 5x5, and the five are numeric, or send me an email at 5by5@gmail.com, or check out the Facebook page and check out the crew. My boys Donovan and Ken are in the chat room right now supporting your boy. Check us out. We have a good time. Trying to get different guests. Check out the great Madonna Abate. Check out the interview with Jason Dotley. He's doing a lot of great things. Jason Dotley from Sordid Lives, and his song Lo Love Story. That's I guess it should have been released this week. Love Story. No, he's not going to release it in February. I forgot he changed that. I think that's it. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time.
Check us out on Facebook at the 5x5, or tweet us at the 5x5, or go to Recycle Block Talk for past shows. Thanks for tuning in.